This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across the country and the Caribbean, too. And special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, and all those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thank you for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And take advantage of all the different things that we have over there for you to look at. All right, well, joining us right now, the professor of politics himself from California IA, that would be Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, yesterday, about 24 Republicans, as I understand it, including some members of leadership like House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, barged into the secure hearing room in the Capitol basement where Laura Cooper, the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Russia, Ukraine, and Eurasia, was set to provide private testimony. Now, the deposition got underway after a five-hour delay. Several lawmakers said that in response to the Republican protest on Wednesday morning, that House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff left the room with Cooper and postponed her interview. Now, the fact that Adam Schiff won't even let the press in, you can't even go in and see what's going on in that room, Scalise told reporters outside the hearing room. He said, how about voting members of Congress are being denied access for being able to see what's happening behind those closed doors? And what they're trying to, and when they're trying to impeach the President of the United States with a one-sided set of rules, they call them witnesses? Don't think so. What do you think?
Well, Captain, this is very, very concerning. I mean, we're watching this unfold before our very eyes. And typically, these are the kinds of things that you see in banana republics or fascist states or dictatorships, essentially. Or you see this where the one party believes, okay, we're just going to lord it over everybody. And, Captain, you mentioned about the idea of voting members of Congress. They're actually denying the people of the United States because we vote for the representatives. There are representatives in Washington. They don't govern over us in the grand sense. We empower them. And there are representatives. They have every right to know what's going on with this because it is so one-sided. It's entirely irregular and it doesn't pass the smell test, not at all. And Adam Schiff believes somehow He's kind of quirky, you know, to begin with, but he believes that he can craft this thing in secret and then spring it on the American people.
It's not going to happen because from Congressman Dan Crenshaw from Texas, the veteran with the patch over his eye, he says Adam Schiff does not allowing representatives to see the transcripts in this impeachment inquiry, but he is selectively leaking small portions to the press. The process should be transparent to the American people. And speaking of what he's leaking to the American press, he's leaking selected pieces of information, but not the whole story. And part of what was leaked yesterday about the Ukrainian envoy was not correct, because had he leaked everything that was said, he would have found out that what the Ukrainian envoy said was dispelled by his later conversation about what Schiff leaked to begin with. And this has not only happened once, twice, three times, but four times where evidence that's been put out there that makes it sound like, oh, well, we got the president now. It's not true if you continue and look at what the conversation was after the initial statements or the words that were cherry-picked and picked out of statements. It just isn't true.
Right, exactly. And again, the idea is to try to create a false sense that something happened that didn't happen.
Well, you know why.
Why is that?
They're trying to lower the president's popularity approval rating so that they stand half a chance of beating him come in. And again, this is all political, and we know it. We the people know it. There's no doubt in our minds.
Well, right, and also, very important, we're paying for Adam Schiff to essentially use the Congress as his own personal, you know, political weapon. And that's not right in anybody's book, because that's exactly right, Captain. They're simply running a public relations campaign. And if they had the votes to start an actual inquiry on actual evidence about an actual thing, they would have done it long ago.
But well, listen to this. Listen to this from the Wall Street Journal. This isn't routine oversight of a bad presidential decision or reckless judgment. The self-described goal of Mr. Schiff's hearings is to impeach and remove from office a president elected by 63 million Americans. This requires more transparency and public scrutiny than Mr. Schiff's unprecedented process of secret testimony followed by selective leaks to the friendly media to put everything in the most anti-Trump light in order to sway the public opinion. That's what I just told you. If the evidence against Mr. Trump is so damning, then why not make it all public now so the American people can judge for themselves? Hello.
Isn't that funny? Because didn't he tell us before that all the Russian collusion evidence was out in the public?
He had it all. He had all of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he had none of it. There was nothing.
Well, no, because the guy's a liar. And the guy, by the way, and you ought to know, he's from California. He's a freaking liar up there, represents Hollywood. That should tell you all you want to know. All right. Well, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. When we come back, we're going to check in on the California power situation and the fire situation there. And we're also going to talk about the big deal with the sanctions being lifted on Turkey yesterday.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. You know, if you're struggling with pain, whether it's nagging pain or any kind of pain, for example, maybe you got arthritis like I have, or a back pain or neck pain or shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, muscle aches in general. Well, let me suggest something that'll help you. You can try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away, and many people, including myself, found relief in just a couple of weeks or less. Now, I take my Relief Factor twice a day, but when you get started, you'll take it 3 times a day. You'll take it with breakfast, you'll take it with lunch, you'll take it with dinner, and you'll get it in your system, and you'll take it as you're directed, because that's how it works the best. Now, all you got to do to try the $19.95 3-week quick start, which that's what it costs, $19.95 plus shipping and handling, about $3 to $5 somewhere in there, and it takes you about 3 days or thereabouts to get it shipped to you, is go to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Now, Relief Factor, I've been on it for going on about 3.5 years right now, and simply put, it works for me. Now, I got off Mobic and Flexeril. Those were the two drugs that I was taking because of the problem that I had. And I was happy to do it because it was giving me some side effects. I was getting dizzy and having some problems just trying to stand up straight. And no, I couldn't have that anymore. So I got off that. And I made the mistake of going on a leave, taking that six pills a day, two in the morning, two at lunch, two at supper, and it caused some internal bleeding, which is what happens when you get in with those type of drugs. And it also works with aspirin and ibuprofen and Buffering and that sort of thing the same way. It does the same thing to you. So when I heard about the Relief Factor, I got on it, and I've been on it ever since, and it works. And so far, about 80% of the people that order it from this program by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain are ordering and reordering and staying on the product. So that's a good thing, because I'm telling you, it works. Relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. All right. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the president said yesterday that he'll lift the sanctions on Turkey after the NATO ally agreed to permanently stop fighting Kurdish forces in Syria, and he defended his decision to withdraw American troops, saying the U.S. should not be the world's policeman. Now, here's 34 seconds of Defense Secretary Mark Esper talking about the detainees that are there in Syria that are still there, I might add.
In fact, General Petraeus has said this does not end an endless war. It probably prolongs it, because this gives ISIS an opportunity for a resurgence. This is not a strategic success.
Well, let's look at the facts on the ground. Based on the intelligence we have, the reporting we have, of the 11,000 or so detainees that were imprisoned in northeast Syria, we've only had reports of a little bit more than 100 that have escaped. The SDF, and we remain in contact with them, are maintaining the guards over top of prisons they have control of. So right now we have not seen this big prison break that we all expect.
Now, there hasn't been a big prison break, but there have been about 100 that have escaped by whatever means. The Kurds have kept them pretty well in check, because I guess they were going to shoot to kill when they knocked down that one wall to get some of those 100 out, and that pretty much stopped them in their tracks, because I guess they didn't want to go meet Allah that day.
Right, well, yeah, there is what they hope will be a permanent ceasefire in place. There's going to be a 20-mile safe zone along the Syria's border.
260 miles long.
Yeah, and there's going to, of course, be more sanctions, according to the president. If the president's not happy or America's not happy with what happens following all this, then the sanctions would go back into place.
Yeah, now, this is what the president also said, and this is where Turkey's got to pay attention to what they're doing and not screw around. The president warned that if Turkey does not honor its pledge for a permanent ceasefire, he will not hesitate to reimpose the sanctions, which were made earlier this month, where Trump halted negotiations on a $100 billion trade deal with Turkey, raising steel tariffs back up 50%, and imposed sanctions on three senior Turkish officials, and Turkey's defense and energy ministries as well were punished. Now, he says the job of our military is not to police the world. Other nations must step up now and do their fair share. Today's breakthrough is a critical step in that direction.
Yeah, this is now sounding like an unorthodox sort of approach to foreign policy, but at the same time, though, it may be a foreign policy correction. And because, again, I think, our blood and treasure is obviously very important to the United States of America. And so if the president has found a way to get our people out of harm's way, well, I think a lot of people will see that as a good thing. But at the same time, you've got some policy people pretty far embedded into this notion of always having our troops somewhere doing something like this, that it could be pretty hard to change, but time will tell, obviously.
And let me give you an example of where the president said that someone was paying for our troops to be there. Remember the buildup that they sent, about 2,000 troops and a bunch of equipment to Saudi Arabia?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
That was done because Saudi Arabia was willing to pay to have our people there to be there for the specific reason of providing security and support for the Saudis. Now, they're paying for that. It's a little different story with that. You're kind of like being a security guard with benefits because you're running the missile defense programs and all that sort of stuff, but you don't have boots on the ground in a combat zone.
Right. Exactly. And again, every situation is unique. I mean, things like this have to be done on a case by case basis, and you have to weigh what the benefits are, obviously, what our strategic interests might be, and these kinds of things. But what's sad, Captain, is that no matter what the President of the United States would do as Commander in Chief, the Democrat side of the aisle and the far left are going to simply take him to task because it's another news cycle talking point for them. They're not approaching any of this in any kind of reasonable, bipartisan way to really talk about what's in our best interest. Even if they're the right or wrong, they're just doing this in order to try to hurt Trump.
Now, nearly half of the voters, according to a Rasmussen poll, still regard Syria as important to America's well-being, but a little bit more than that say that bringing the troops home from Syria was the right thing to do.
Right, exactly. I think that a lot of people across the highways and byways don't like the idea of our troops being in harm's way if they don't really have to be. Or what is the interest? This is the question that's asked a lot. What is our exact interest? And even talk about, well, the ISIS fighters could escape and these kinds of things. But at the same time, though, then what is the plan? How many years, how many decades is it? And that's where the discussion needs to be.
Well, all of that is very true, as we well know. And unfortunately, we're not in the business of, again, being the world's policeman. We can't be. There's too many things going on and too many hot spots around the world for us to have that happen. Because if that was indeed the case, then we would obviously be everywhere and anywhere when somebody go, oh, I need to help United States, you know, then we'd be over there. And we don't need to be doing that. And, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Now, here's an interesting stat for you. Oregon has jumped to number 4 on the list for homelessness as far as states or areas where the homelessness are is a big problem. And the other, and by the way, that's a Democratic area, correct, Kyle?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And the other top three areas are all Democratic-controlled areas, one of them being Washington, D.C., the second one being New York City, and the third one being the entire Hawaiian Island complex.
Well, yes.
And we're talking about homelessness.
Yeah, that's a Democrat bastion for sure.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. And how sad that is, because what we're told, at least, is the basis of the Democrat Party, of their platform, really, is to try to help the downtrodden and lift people out of poverty and these kinds of things. But look what happens. How unfortunate this is. But yet conservatives are derided as, you know, not trying to help anybody. But look at what's happening under President Trump and his policies. People are going back to work. And there are ways of actually combating this whole thing, but the Democrat policy aren't the way to do it, evidently.
Well, no, and it's also gotten to the point to where if you take a look at the blue states, there's just nothing that's economically working for them in the blue states anymore. I mean, jobs are leaving. The populations, are, of course, are getting smaller. Taxes are going higher because when they leave and they don't have the tax base there, they have to raise taxes for the people that are there, and it creates an unbelievable monster they leave behind.
Yeah, it's a spiral. Oh no, we're not getting the revenue. We got to go out and raise taxes, as opposed to having more taxpayers, you know, more people paying in, more people with jobs, increasing revenue that way, and also, of course, managing that revenue.
All right, hold that thought. And folks, when we come back, we're going to talk to Kyle Warren and ask him when he's going to leave California, because they're shutting the power off again, at least in Northern California. And I got some numbers about the taxes in California that'll blow you away. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Republicans have stormed a secure hearing room being used by the committees involved in the Trump impeachment inquiry. About two dozen House GOP members pushed their way into the secure room where a Pentagon official was giving a deposition behind closed doors. Democrats say that compromised security and that some of the Republicans brought cell phones, which is against the rules. Republicans have been blasting Democrats for conducting the probe in private.
By golly, if they're going to do it in public. Don't hide it from the American people.
But Democrats deny the Republicans are being treated unfairly, saying all lawmakers who sit on the committees conducting the probe have full access to the meetings and equal time to ask questions. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 46 points, the S&P up 8. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Show and Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico. That's Geico Insurance. And Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal insurer in the United States, and they insure over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. And your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about everything you own, the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. They also offer coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV, Sea-Doo, Ski-Doo, and they can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local Geico insurance agent. So go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and you can either get a quote locally that way, or you can find out who your local agent is and go about it that way. way, whichever way works for you. Geico, GEICO.com. Geico, GEICO.com. All right, joining us right now, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Okay, Kyle, we're going to see how long you're going to stay in California now, because we got to ask you. The fires, we heard yesterday that about 200,000 customers had the power turned off on them again in northern Florida, where there was a fire danger, fire threat because of the dry conditions and the high winds that were blowing. And they just turned around and shut the power off and said, we'll turn it back on when the danger goes away.
That's right. Yeah, that's up in the Northern California area. This is what they now call a public safety power shutoff event, a PSPS, evidently.
Yeah, it's a PS, all right.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm not talking about PS, but go ahead.
Yeah, and so this covers a lot of different counties, including Mendocino and Napa, Sonoma counties, and others, portions of San Mateo County.
Wait a minute. Napa, so they're disrupting the wine business because they have wineries in there.
That's right. And so far, they've already started to cut the power to about 179,000 customers, and the power's going to stay off at least for a couple of days, is what we're being told, and it's actually being cut off in areas as well that, you know, they just think they're going to get some damage to the power lines and so forth. But again, it takes a long time for them to re-energize everything, because they have to be sure that the power lines and all the equipment haven't been affected by the high winds. Also in my area, which is Southern California, we're expecting high winds and dry conditions over today and over Friday, and I'm right smack dab in an area that's that would be slated to be cut off if the winds get too high. So I may be talking to you by candlelight or flashlight
and a cigarette lighter plug in your car.
That's right, exactly. But again, I really do think, and obviously wildfires and the dry conditions and so forth, it's a very, very serious thing. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, but that's also because they didn't do any mitigation for years.
That's exactly right.
And that's part of the problem. Down here, we have what's called burn-offs to get rid of the underbrush in the forest and whatnot, so we don't have that problem where there's all kinds of fuel for a fire to take off and just run ravagely, which is what they're doing up there. I mean, I don't get it. I don't understand why they're not doing what they should do with the proper mitigation.
Well, right. Well, because it becomes an environmental question, and we don't want to touch it.
Oh, give me a break. So instead, yeah, you're going to burn down your town.
You're going to burn down your town, exactly. And what I think, Captain, is that, and I haven't really heard anybody raise this question, but over the long term, if this is the new normal in California, what is that going to do to real estate prices? I mean, people could be looking at homes saying, I don't want to get into a shutdown area because I don't want my power off for days at a time.
We were just talking about taxes about, 10 minutes ago.
Right.
And isn't it funny that taxes are driving more money out of California and more people too? Because I found out by taking a look at the taxes here that the average taxes jumped from 10.3% with the middle income earners to 13.3% a couple of years ago. Now that's about a 30% increase on the middle wage earners. And that created a departure rate for the high-income earners to raise themselves by about 50%. The people that were making more money were leaving California and going, I guess, maybe to Nevada because there's no state income tax there. They certainly weren't going to Oregon. They might have been going to Texas, could have been going to Arizona, but I doubt it. Might have been going to New Mexico, but they're going somewhere where the taxes are cheaper.
Well, right, and that's like a natural outgrowth, and this is what the Democrats, the monolithic Democrat control of this California government, they just either don't understand or they don't care. Both of those options are really terrible, exactly. The people are leaving because they're going to say to themselves, hey, I can keep more of my hard-earned money if I go somewhere else. And the cost of living in California is extremely high. There's all kinds of different factors. A lot of people love California, and There's so many wonderful things about California, but when you have people in charge who evidently just don't care or don't get it, people say, you know, I'm out of here. I've got to do something right for my family or for my own personal welfare.
Well, we want to thank you for giving us Amazon, because Amazon took a look at some different places around the country, and they moved a large warehouse facility down here to Florida along with their airplanes. And I see the Prime Air, the freighters taking off and landing here from Tampa International on a regular basis. They're going to be moving, though. They're going to get their own airport facility over in Lakeland, which is about 30 miles to the east of us, which will give them a little bit more of a wide open space out there. But there's thousands of people here working for Amazon right now.
Yeah, isn't that something? And I remember, Captain, many, many years ago, when I was a little boy in California, we had aerospace. We had, to some degree, still do, but things were thriving. You know, we were working on space shuttles and doing all kinds of
things. Well, we brought one of my trucks, three of my trucks brought the three main boosters from the space shuttle, which they refurbished every time a space shuttle came in and another one went out. They would take the engines off and refurbish them out there in California. Well, they moved the whole facility from California to Arkansas.
Yeah, exactly.
Strictly because of taxes.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So there really is something to be said. And California, could have great days ahead of it. But most unfortunately, it's Republicans are becoming a dying breed here in California. And when you have a supermajority in the legislature that really just can't be overcome, then it just means that it will continue a spiral unless, you know, by some miraculous thing, we start getting some more Republicans, or more conservatives, I should say, as well, into the California legislature so that things could actually change.
Now, have you ever bought, for your little ones there, have you ever bought a black jack-o'-lantern?
No, as a matter of fact. Can't think that we have.
Well, apparently some chain stores are getting complaints about the black pumpkins, the jack-o'-lanterns, on the shelves because of their blackface comparisons. And now they're voluntarily taking them off the shelves because you can't even have a black pumpkin anymore.
Wow, yeah, I've never heard of that, to be honest.
Well, I never had a black pumpkin, but I've seen them.
Yeah. But we just usually have
this is nuts.
The regular pumpkin that you see on Halloween kind of thing. And, I've never heard of that kind of thing.
And by the way, to some of the comments we're getting here, we're getting comments from, let's see, Richard the Marine in Oregon. He's saying Democrats in Oregon are facilitating homelessness. It's becoming a way of life, yet they are still there's still hiring signs over there. And we heard from David, the Uber driver, a minute or two ago. Let me see what he said. I think Adam Schiff knows that a lot of American public get their news from sound bites, so he's taking control of the narrative. He could be right, Kyle.
No, I do agree. That's the whole thing. I think that they're trying to get these things out there in these little spurts and so forth, where people hear, oh, wow, you know, Trump was a quid pro quo. Okay, well, all right, well, that's bad. Well, yeah, we should remove him from office, you know, that kind of thing, but they don't get the whole story. And don't count on some of these big news networks to give them the whole story either.
Yeah, and then we've got Lee chiming in here. He's saying, good morning, Captain. Clapper and Brennan are part of the cabal. They got their get out of jail free card stashed somewhere. And he's also saying that rhinos like Romney will pull a McCain vote. He hates Trump. Chris Wallace said some Republicans, around 20 of them, will vote to impeach him in the Senate. Well, that's not going to happen. There are not. And don't believe that lie. Don't buy that lie that there's 20 Republican senators that are going to vote to impeach the president in the Senate. It's not going to happen.
No, and also because I think if there is any kind of trial, they will absolutely be able to see that there's nothing there.
Right. All right, well, here comes the music. Tell us how to hear your show, please.
Thank you, Captain. You can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And we're coming right back with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Kind of an interesting one because of the weather out west again.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on your mind?
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
And the bandit, and don't forget Frog's up in there somewhere, and the big old sheriff is coming up the back door. Ah, boy, Smokey the Bandit. I remember those days. Yes, sir, buddy. And I'll tell you what, I understand that they're going to be doing some remakes, but we still don't know who's going to play Bandit or Frog or Snowman or whether or not they're going to have another Fred or they're going to have a different dog. Maybe they'll have a dachshund this time instead of a basset hound. We'll see. All right, well, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, always brought to you by your friends at the Pilot Truck Stop near you, or Flying J. That's all part of the same family right now. Pilot and Flying J are identically the same, owned by the same outfit. And again, you'll find them all across the United States. So stop by and say hi. Tell them the captain sent you. Get yourself a free cup of coffee in the middle of the night. Or if you got one of those mugs, those travel mugs that they sell you, it's like a refill every time you go to get something. Now, strong cold fronts right now from the Canadian border all the way down to the deep south are changing the weather patterns and making it a lot cooler. In the meantime, out west in California, where Kyle and I were just talking about, especially Northern California, a fire threat advisory is continuing in California, with approximately 200,000 customers having their power shut off again because of the danger that Pacific Gas and Electric sees is happening there. Now, a strong cold front and tropical moisture will move into the southern states today and tomorrow. In the meantime, snow is going to be possible in the southern high plains with heavy rain and the potential for flash flooding ahead of the front. Now, the southern states may experience freezing temperatures after the storm, which is going to put some ice out on the highways, and that's always fun here in the south, because when you get on those bridges and they get icy and people don't slow down, well, you get wrecks. Now, meanwhile, critical to extreme fire threats will remain in California due to the persistent Pacific strong winds coming in there with the Santa Ana winds and Diablo winds as well. So let's take a look. Start with California and get that out of the way. You've got a fire threat advisory right now in Northern California. If you're going across I-80, you'll run into it when you come west of Sacramento towards all the way through the hills towards San Francisco, the Napa Valley, certainly Bakersfield, Modesto, Fresno, all involved in this, and then down to about Monterey and Carmel. The fire threat advisory is there. Also in the central part of the desert, out east of Los Angeles, possibly it looks like Barstow in that area there. You've got a fire threat advisory there. Got some high wind warnings as well. San Diego down to the Mexican border, which is not helping things when it comes to the dry weather conditions. Now, let's move over to the east. We'll go into, we'll stay down in the southern part of the southwest in Arizona and New Mexico. Arizona not looking too bad tonight. New Mexico, you got a problem. All right, if you're on I-40 tonight and you're going east out of Albuquerque, you're going to have a skating zoo out there, a skating mess. You got ice, you got snow, you got sleet, you got freezing rain, you got it all going on depending on the elevation you're at. And it's even in the central part of New Mexico. I-25, and you'll even find it in the central, let's see, the southeastern part of New Mexico, down in Ruidoso, going up over the top of the rock there by the racetrack and the Indian Reservation, and down towards the western end of Texas, down to the mountains of New Mexico, the higher elevations out there, just before you get to El Paso, and south and west of Lubbock. Clovis, New Mexico, looks like you got it. You got some high winds there around Lubbock tonight. You got some snow in the offing for the Amarillo area, and then Plainview, looks like Texas, and also into the western part, just east of Amarillo, Texas, into the western part of Oklahoma, the panhandle in Oklahoma, about 30, 40 miles in. You'll have some snow to contend with tonight. Now, you got a winter storm warning tonight. North of Albuquerque, just before you get to the Colorado state line going up 25, and it takes you just about all the way to Denver, a winter storm warning. Now, you got winds with that, you got snow with that. We were talking about a foot of snow yesterday. Well, it looks like they're getting it, and then some. You've got snow to the west of I-25 on some of the foothills there. Also up west of Denver, going up towards Vail and Eisenhower, and going to the east, it stops right about the Denver airport. So that's the pretty much the area for the snow tonight, and it's going to be difficult if you're going through Colorado, north, south, east, west, so allow yourself some extra time. Now, I'm going to go way up to Montana. We got some real high winds and some unsettled weather up there in the central part of Montana tonight. That brings into picture Helena, Bozeman, Billings, and it's going to be some interesting times up there with the winds. Might get a little cold weather, cold enough to do some white stuff up there, but they're not really forecasting much of that at all. And then coming over to the southeastern part of North Dakota tonight, around Fargo, you got some scattered showers in there, be advised. In the central part of Minnesota tonight, just south of the Twin Cities, you got a little rain in there tonight, too. Kind of a weird thing. It's the only place, like one little blotch right there on I-35 going towards the Twin Cities. So there's some rain there. Now, coming over into Wisconsin, not looking bad there tonight. Iowa looking pretty good. Illinois, Missouri, Arkansas. You do have some rain in the southwestern corner of Louisiana, in the southeastern corner of Texas. There's some rain down there tonight around Beaumont. And going over to the east, we'll go over to the eastern part of Kentucky. You've got a freeze warning there, also up in West Virginia, and the western part and central part of Virginia tonight, freeze and frost warnings, and the western part of North Carolina, especially up in the mountains, freeze and frost warnings, and Tennessee up there going up out of Knoxville, Tennessee, north towards Bristol, towards Virginia, I-81, a freeze and a frost warning up that away. Now, still got some weather to worry about down here in the panhandle of Florida. There's still some offshore winds that are making it a little interesting with the cooler temperatures. And, oh, by the way, yesterday morning was the first day in several months that the temperature in the morning in the state of Florida was below 70 degrees. Now, right now, we could have another one of those nights where the temperature could be down around 68, 69 degrees, but we're barely above. Well, we're at 72 right now. That's not barely above, but we're at 72 degrees right now here in the Tampa Bay area, so I'm sure there'll be some cooler temperatures up to the north tonight as that cold front continues to make its way across Florida. And good morning, Alan. I hope you're doing well up there in Nebraska. But anyway, that's the way things are looking right now down here in Florida. And don't forget that your beach and boating, or yeah, listen to me, your National Highway Truckers Highway and Biber Report is always brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Now, they're not your daddy's truck stops anymore, because you're going to pull into a Pilot, and you're going to be very pleasantly surprised when you see an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, Denny's, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, could be a Wendy's, a Huddle House, Moe's Southwest Grill, or a full-service Dunkin' Donuts, too, which, by the way, I'm going to stop there this morning, get one of their breakfast sandwiches again, and some of their delicious iced coffee. Oh, boy. I'll be right back with Ms. Rosemary. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.